Van Hollen is taking a couple of days off from running the Justice Department to travel the state and formally announce his re-election bid. He says during his 3+ years in office, he's reduced a backlog at the state crime lab, been tough on child molesters, and supported frontline police officers. Recently, Governor Doyle blocked Van Hollen from joining a multi-state effort to halt the major health care package passed by Congress. At a news conference in Milwaukee, the Republican Attorney General said the health care bill contains a requirement that individuals acquire health insurance.
Something the federal government has never done before. Something that the United States Supreme Court has never found that the federal government has power to do. Any new powers that are granted within the federal Constitution to Congress and the President are powers that we, as citizens in a state such as Wisconsin, lose from a self-governance standpoint.
But Van Hollen's continuing concern about the health care law just increases the flack he's catching from the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Party Chairman Mike Tate says if Van Hollen would shoot down the health care package, a lot of Wisconsinites would be hurt.
Why does he want to, you know, make it so that people with pre-existing conditions can once again be denied coverage? You know, why does he want to take health care away from the millions and millions of Americans that this bill is going to offer access to?
A Democrat running for Attorney General, Scott Hassett, says he has more courtroom experience than J.B. Van Hollen. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.